I'm Chris Harwood. This is Live from Studio A. Today is Live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean. We've got Dave Rave in the studio. He's down from Canada up north, and he's here in our fair city.
Absolutely.
He's been here working on a project with Rich Mattson at Sparta Sound, and a new record coming out. It's called Ashtray Makeup.
Yeah.
Glad to have you here. Thanks for being here today.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you very much for having us here.
Indeed. Let's start off with a song. We'll introduce you guys in a minute, but let's hear something first.
This one's called The Wake Up Song.
Would you do it again? Could you really pretend? Let's get going. Would you do it again? Could you really depend on not knowing? It would be so nice to tell you how much I have in mind. It would be so nice. Show you that one thing to live by. Could you do it again? Would you really depend on not knowing? Would you turn into them, silly old men? So much knowing. It's not a sing-along, it's a wake-up song. Time to go again, my troubled friend. It's a wake-up song.
Everybody now.
It would be so nice to show.
Dave Rave, live in Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. He's got a bunch of people with him, including Rich Mattson, who's been helping with a project here in Duluth. And got Jermaine in the studio as well on vocals.
Craig
on vocals, and David on electric guitar. And both Dave and Rich are on acoustic guitars as well. It's quite a setup in here. It's great sound, though.
Fantastic. Well, we Rich actually christened the band, and we call ourselves The Governors.
Uh-huh.
So it's Dave Rave and the Governors. So it's actually a governor debut on radio.
Well, Minnesota, of course, has a strange history with governors. So
exactly. Well, Chris Christie came and played guitar with us.
That's Louisiana.
We're sort of continuing that tradition.
Yeah, fantastic.
We could be bought and sold.
Well, tell me, I don't know in Canada you're from.
No problem. I'm from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
Well, in between Toronto and Niagara Falls, in the Golden Horseshoe, we don't get as much snow as Buffalo. That's really our claim.
I would think that with Huron, you'd almost get some lake effect snow.
Well, you see, Buffalo gets the dumping of Ontario and Erie.
Yeah.
So we're sort of, even though we're on Lake Ontario, we don't get as bad. We get the crosswind, so it's really we survive. It still gets snow, but yeah, not to that degree.
You know, I think Superior, just across the bay, gets more snow than us because the winds usually come down across the lake and dump on them.
Yeah, so well, I'm used to it, you know, taking the thruway, the Niagara, and it's whiteouts.
People often assume that Ontario is further north than Duluth, but actually that part of Ontario is below us.
We're below, yeah. We're like actually Northern California. That's our parallel. I always think about that when it's really cold. We're really in California.
Oh, all right.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, not really.
Well, Northern California.
No, I came from the punk rock scene in the 70s and with Teenage Head, which was the punk rock band of our area. Yeah. And then I was also another band that was sort of a big star kind of band called the Shakers, which was produced by that famous maker, Mr. Daniel Lanois.
Yeah.
So, and over the years, just kept playing. And in 89, I got a lucky break and got to New York City. And I've been there for about 20 years working out of the city between, you know, and being bi-coastal.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I was going to say, I kind of sense some Chilton Big Star-like harmonies in that.
Yeah,
too, so.
Well, you see, my roots before, like, was basically glam rock, which, you know, when you think about the Mott, the Hoople, David Bowie, and that era, mixed in with Big Star, Badfinger, and the Raspberries,
you know.
Actually, probably Badfinger number one, because at the time, Big Star was, it was hard to find the records.
Hard to find.
Yes,
yeah.
But I finally got them, and course fell in love with them like everybody else.
And yeah, the Bad Berries then.
Yeah, the Bad Berries, yeah.
It's funny how people take for granted how accessible music is these days, but back then, you know, hearing about these bands, it really was word of mouth, and you'd find somebody who had a copy of a record from who knows where, how it got there.
But, it was hard to find Velvet Underground. It was hard to find all the stuff now is, you know, people can get, you know, same with, you know, all that stuff, Iggy and the Stooges, all MC5, all of that, they were Detroit bands not far from us, so we were sort of eating it all up, you know, taking all the music, the power pop, the stuff like Iggy, Detroit music, New York, the Ramones, and what was going on there, you know. We liked it all and just ate it up. And, of course, power pop. You know,
cool. I noted, just reading your bio from your website, that you were the first, I have to read this, to get this right, North American artist assigned to Russia's Melodia record label in 89.
Yeah, that's
just,
right.
Just as things are sort of opening up in Russia. What in the world made you decide to look to Russia for a record label?
Well, what happened was that when they put out that Paul McCartney record, remember, in the late
80s? Back in the USSR.
Rock and roll record. I was in New York playing at this show, and a guy from Russia, after he saw me, he went, "I'm from Melodia. My name is Rudolf. And we like your folk rock sound."
Right.
And I went, and he goes, "We like to put a record out of..." After just listening to what we were doing, I think Melodia would be interested in your sound.
Now, this was just after Teenage Head had broken up. You were
I moved to New York. So he was like a little lucky break. So I thought he was joking.
They wanted your North American sound.
Yeah, they want the Northern. So I remember I thought it was a joke. So I said, of course, say yes, like everybody else. We gave him a tape. And then about a week later, "This is Rudolf. We want to put this tape out on Melodia Records." And I said, "We actually have master tapes. we don't have to pick it off the cassette, you know."
Well,
and that started the relationship.
Did when they say release it in Melodia, did they only do that in Russia, or did they release it internationally?
No, it just came out in Russia, but that you could get the records on import through their Melodia stores that they had across North America.
Oh, okay.
They had a few, yeah.
Because I'd gotten a hold of that Paul McCartney album, I think, just after it came out, too. It was sort of hard to find for a while.
Exactly. Well, we went over and toured there, and I did a video, which if you want to look at, for the song Weight of the World, and it's actually us playing there, and you know, running around, and we got paid and cheese, which I thought was one of the most exciting things ever. We went to the Melodious thing, and I remember that, you know, like I remember we were sitting there, and the guy brought us a little thing. We opened it up, and it was cheese.
That's best I've ever got. Somehow, just so the post-communist Russia, that just seems so wonderful. Yeah,
yeah.
A cheese wheel that's got a record imprint on it. Right?
Not bad, eh?
Right. Just don't let it get. That record would really melt if it got too warm, of course.
But you were actually called the Dave Rave Conspiracy.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't let you have that.
Oh, right.
It became group.
Conspiracy was too touchy a term for them.
They made the title of the group. Huh. Like, I had a conspiracy. When that came back, group, what's that? And he goes, "You're group now. Don't talk about it."
No conspiracy.
No questions, right.
But you know what, the greatest thing that ever happened? We had our lawyer give us a contract. And there was a guy on 14th Street. He had his glasses, older guy. And he's going through it, and he's checking everything off. And he goes, "Okay." And then later on, we found out he didn't understand any English at all. He was just pretending. I thought that was really... He don't know no English.
Same thing anyway.
Yeah, he just looks... Same thing, yeah.
Well, of course, one the joke might be that a lot of American lawyers don't know English either. So. Well, let's hear another tune. We'll talk more about the project now, but let's hear another song.
How many tunes should we do?
Oh, we got two or three more.
Okay, well, you want to do Patty from the record, then we can do the last one then? Okay, so if we'll do Patty Rock, then this is one that comes off the Valentino's record, that one that came out.
Okay, great. Dave Rave.
Written for Patty Smith, lady. Everybody wants to go downtown. I can't take it, I can't hang around. Girl beside me wants to talk all night. She's beside me and we begin to fight. But I remember every night, every minute of the day. I can call you up. There was something you would say. Now I hear your voice on the radio. When Patty rocked, the gamblers start to roll. No one special is inside this room. Now I just gotta go and leave these rooms. Sounds of horns and motors in the spring. She's beside me, she don't hear a thing. I remember every night, every minute of the day. I could call you up, there was something you would say. Now I hear your voice on the radio. When Patty rocked, the gamblers start to roll.
These people in this fast charade wanna tell me that I got it made. Girl beside me thinks she knows my name. Says I'm part of someone's dying fame.
I remember every night, every minute of the day. I can call you up. There was something you would say. Now I hear your voice on the radio. When Patty rocked, the gamblers start to roll. I remember every night, every minute of the day. I can call you up. There was something you would say. Now I hear your voice on the radio. When Patty gamblers start to roam. Everybody now. When Patty rocks. When Patty rocks. Come on now. When Patty rocks. When Patty rocks. It's okay now. Take it home now.
Dave Rave live in Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. Patty. Yeah.
Like Patty Smith.
Patty Smith, yeah. Great song.
And thank you.
That's on that record, the Melodia album, you're saying?
Yeah, that's what that came out. Eventually, it did come out on 10 years later on CD, and it only came out on vinyl before when vinyl was uncool. It was weird. It came out when in that in-between period when vinyl was shrinking.
Right.
And it was so uncool to have vinyl, but we had it. Now it's cool again. It's on
and
CD.
You don't have it.
I don't have it. Right? That's the way my career has always been.
Well, you've probably got a copy somewhere in the attic or something.
Somewhere,
you
yeah.
You find it. It'll...
Yeah, but it's cool.
Wow, that's great. Nice song.
Thank you.
So now you've ended up in Duluth. You're working with Rich Matson here at Sparta Sound. This record's just come out. It's called Ashtray Makeup.
Yeah.
How'd you end up in Duluth to do a record?
Well, here's a good little, just so a little summary. back. I was playing in New York at a show with my group there with Mark McCarron. And what happened is I gave my drummer a drum solo. It was at the old Knitting Factory. And after our show is over, this fine fellow named Tom Cook, who was a drummer, came up to me and he was playing that day with, who was he playing with again?
Elfie Snow.
Yeah, and he said, oh man, I really love the fact you gave the drummer a drum solo. I'd play with you anytime. And would you like to come to Minnesota? And I went, okay. That's that simple.
Because Tom was making a record with Elfie in New York and they were playing the show.
That's right. So, of course, a lot of people say that and never follow up. Tom did, and he called me up next day and I talked to him. And he set it up. And that began how many years ago, Craig?
6 years ago.
6 years ago. And then we would come and have a lot of fun. I had the most amazing time. And then eventually, Craig here, you were the one that connected us with Rich. How did that happen?
Well, I always wanted to come up and make a record with Rich. And I said, why don't you come in January to the Iron Range and make a record? And you thought that was a good idea.
I'm like that, you know. And then what a lucky break I had, because I get to work with Rich and these guys and have probably the greatest environment in the world you can make music.
You know, I always think about studios in New York that probably don't have, at least the ones I was in ever, didn't have windows that looked at the cityscape because you'd be too distracted by it.
Yeah.
They're usually enclosed. You have no idea where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Did coming to Minnesota feel like a different environment, even though the studios generally look the same when the doors are closed?
Absolutely. It was one of the most amazing environments because Rich and Jermaine just make it like it's really just hanging out with them. Mm. But it's really not, really. It's an amazing studio.
Raver, you're pretty easy to deal with. I mean, I was nervous when he was coming up. I'd read up on him. I'm like, oh boy, this guy's going to be a big rock star, you know, coming to the studio. And he comes in and he goes, this is great. He goes, do you have a guitar I can use? I gave him a Les Paul. He goes, oh, perfect, this is great. He goes, do you have an amp? I said, yeah, I've got an amp. We hooked up the amp. He goes, this is perfect. He played two chords on it. This is perfect. Then he got up and he went and had some chips. And
that was it, man.
And, there you go.
We went to work. The rest, as they say.
The thing that's different with this project, though, is that we write the songs in the studio. So we write the whole song and record it, and then we're done with it.
Okay.
That wake-up song that we played earlier, that's
we
a
woke
classic
up
example.
And he started playing those chords, and then we all worked together. On
basically,
the
he said, wow, this sounds like another song. Let's change the melody here. And next thing you know, bang, we just started having fun, you know? Like, yeah. I was just playing some chord, yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't show up with a handful of tunes. You,
no.
About 10 cassettes worth of ideas, you know.
just a little piece.
No, he never did.
Tonight's the night down at the Red Star, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So come see us in Duluth tonight at the Red Star. Right?
Yeah, you are. You're performing at the Red Star tonight.
What's
and you were up a little further north last
right.
night, too. In
Virginia.
In Virginia.
Oh,
yeah.
The 218.
Tomorrow in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Wow.
It all seemed like a dream because one day you're just sitting in Minneapolis. Next day we're here and we got our guitars. And as I said, he's got the best Les Paul. So why go any further?
There you go.
Might as well play.
Now, this record took a while. This wasn't just a one session, couple of days to...
It takes, well,
We got it worked out. Dave Rave comes for a week in January and a week in June. So we do 2 weeks a year. So, yeah, it took a year and a half to do this one. And now this week we're just finishing up the second record.
Right. You're actually making... I'm talking about your new record, but you've actually got a newer record.
Well, we just keep writing, you know. Yeah. It's easy with these guys,
you know. Keep flowing. Excellent. Yeah. Well, listen to the song and we'll talk about it. Dave Rave live in Studio A, 103.3.
It's featuring Sonny G.
Sonny G, yeah, tough pop. Tough pop.
Everything has been
actually,
done.
That is what we actually call ourselves, tough pop.
Tough
it goes
pop.
Back to, I call it Rolling Stones pop.
Okay.
You see, because it's like, you know, those songs he did in the early 60s.
Yeah, because pop could very easily go in the other direction. You have to qualify it.
Yeah, Rolling Stones pop. Tough pop.
Excellent.
Tough pop, yeah.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Everything has been done. Last day light
Cause cut and run might be your time to play. A little old feeling has gone away. I'm a walking line. Everything has been done. Say it one more time. Nothing has been won.
All right, baby.
Everything has been done. The last daylight is cut and run. Might be your time to stay. Thunder lightning blown away. I'm walking in line.
Thanks a lot, Raver.
All right. That's a very Beatles-esque kind of ending, that little turn of chord at the end.
Who? You never know where it's going to come from, eh? Like, we just take everything just out of the blue, you know? Like, somebody will come up with a lick. It could be, we've gone everything in this project from, who have we been now? Like, we've been... White Floyd, like White Album and Pink Floyd together. We try to put stuff together. We like to, you know, put different combinations, you know. We had actually the Beach Bowie yesterday.
Beach Bowie.
Like nice. Beach Boys and the Bowie in the one track, you know.
Cool.
Just have fun with it.
You're playing at the Red Star Lounge tonight, and to the copy that I got, playing along with Matson's band, Rich Matson's band, the Tisdales. Just so I'm clear, which there because we've got five people in the room.
No problem.
Is there a distinct line here? The Tisdales, is this a group that is not in the room? Or because some of you fellows have been
There's no Tisdales here other than Rich.
Okay.
Just Rich, yeah. We sort of blur lines here in a way. Yeah. It's a line blurring situation because everybody comes from different backgrounds.
Well, it's the collaborative process.
Which is fun, you know. Yeah. That's why we're governors, because we're all different states. But like, so it's like you think about it. Like, we have Governor Christie here. Uh-huh. We're using all the continental. It's a continental music, really.
What was that movie where? Was it Paul Newman? Paul Newman was the.
Oh, he wants
governor
to be Mayor Ford,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
What was that?
So he's like Mayor Ford, from Toronto, our new mayor, you know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. that's a controversy you want to be attached to.
No, we write a lot of times, like, for example, like the song Duluth. We wrote about Duluth. What had happened is I'd woken up and Craig said to me, we might not have a gig on Friday because Duluth is flooded. And so we immediately went, well, we have to write a song to heal Duluth so we can make it there.
All right.
And that's why he came up with the mid-sized sedans idea, that we're going to make it in mid-sized sedans. And we did do the show. It did come through.
Yeah, it worked out. We got down here. It wasn't too bad. But that was when it rained 12 inches.
Last June, yeah.
We were recording, and it was late at night. It had rained all day, and then lightning struck 45 feet street, from the studio, split a tree in half. And there was a
boom.
It was the air was just, that's as close as I've been to a lightning strike.
The equipment survived, I hope. It didn't fry.
Nothing went off or anything.
Well, that's
unbelievable. What a feeling.
Nothing got destroyed except a wooden butterfly.
That was there was a giant nailed butterfly
that was nailed to the tree.
Oh man!
And the lightning bolt went into the ground through the tree and then tunneled underneath the driveway, and then came out the other side. So it looked like a ditch witch had been there.
Huh.
So that's where the inspiration for the Say a Song Duluth came from, because it was like we woke up in the morning, this happened. It was, you know, well, it's all in that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We've got to hear it. Can we hear that song?
Yeah, you want to play it from the record?
No. Oh, so not set up to play it now, I mean, live? Or
you want to try
it
live?
I guess we could try it.
Yeah, do you want to do it? Why not? Why don't we
Let's
do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I mean,
Greg, you're going
to
sing this one.
I hate to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make him sing it. I'm singing all his tunes.
Don't worry. You've been doing good, man.
No,
you've been
really Craig, on, you've been Craig on and Dave, run, I should man. Say, have been trading back the lead vocals. So,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm liking this.
All right. Yeah, so this is our Gordon Lightfoot song.
Yeah.
All right.
Our natural disaster song.
All right, Richie.
Dave Raven, the Governor.
All right, Duluth.
Here we are. A ghost car's running low, and we're running early. Room left in the ground. Where's it going?
Duluth is falling. Walls have broken down. Duluth is calling, and Cox is freaking out. Hey,
here we go.
Like a big cow on a flat rock for 34 hours. The lightning strikes and your lungs go dry. Sparks shoot through the wooden butterfly. Duluth is falling. The roads have tumbled. And Cox is freaking out. If you ever wander down by Lake Superior and see how high it was.
How high is it, David?
By Friday night.
Tonight?
Cause we're coming over in mid-sized sedan.
Yeah.
It feels like it's gonna rain again. The loop is falling.
I can't hear ya.
The road's out.
All right.
Button on
Great song, yeah. Very Gordon Lightfoot-esque, you're right. Oh,
it's I've never had a natural disaster song before.
Like Craig Lightfoot.
There you go. Yeah, Craig on the vocals there. Thanks so much.
Nice. That's,
so this project wrapped up. When did the record come out, the new album?
Last week. We previewed the people. I brought it to me when I was over in England.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because the guy in the BBC immediately picked that song, which blew these guys away. Because they're expecting of all the songs in my catalog.
I didn't even want it on a record.
And it was great with that British proper accent.
Yeah.
Hello, this one's by about Duluth. You know, I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. What kind of accent was that?
I don't know. I'm trying to pretend. I didn't get it all. I was sort of like, sound like a. That's not it.
That's not it. That's Swedish not it Chef.
Sorry, yeah. I apologize to him.
No, it's okay.
No, but it was great, that proper accent. And playing his tune was cool.
Great.
But it was like we were making light of a natural disaster.
Yeah,
he was kind of critical, wasn't
he? He was a bit. And I said, is this, you know, are you writing only songs about natural disasters? And we said, no, we were encouraging.
It was encouraging natural disasters.
Well, it's like, disaster. Yeah, everybody's acting like the city was gone, you know. It was like,
yeah. I have to say, in retrospect, you know, we think we're on a hill. How could we possibly get a flood in this city, you know? It's a 300-foot drop from the top to the bottom. How could water possibly pool up anywhere? It surprised us, but... Yeah. But, I didn't see that as making light of the flood at all. So
no, we see, you know, he was looking at that from that angle.
I see.
He was angling me.
You know, the British press, they're always trying to...
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but I defended it. I defended the governor's intentions.
Well, I knew we could rely on you. Thanks, yeah, Dave.
It's all down to the mid-sized sedans. Come on.
That's right. Well, excuse me. We've got probably time for one more, but I just want to wrap up here. Again, Red Star Lounge tonight. You've had a lot of session work, too. I know you've been a journeyman for a lot of artists over the years. Is this sort of your project now? Are you still out and about as well?
Basically, my life just goes like this. I tour pretty well through the year, and in between, I work. I record, and I've always had the pleasure of being able to write tunes for different people over the years, either writing straight for them or collaborating, which is more fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I've also been called in for vocals and playing on for different sessions. So I that's how I got to know Mr. Lanois, because I would do background vocals on his records, and you know, Alex Chilton, different people over the years the call would come. And New York is great for that because it's such a center. You know, Studio 900, I was doing a lot of stuff there for producer. It's amazing because I like that balance between doing your own thing and collaborating. Like, I love, you know, going out and being Dave Ray, but I also like being a support art. Like, I like to be Garfunkel, too.
Yeah, it's great that you're open to that, too.
Yeah,
because
well, I like that,
feel like they've got to stay focused on one track or the other in order to make what they, you know, somehow get there. You know?
Yeah. A jazz record out this last year.
Oh, that's right. I did a jazz record, with a jazz guitar player. You remember the Spin Doctors?
Sure.
Yeah, the drummer from that band, Aaron, and a guitar player named Mark McCammon. We did a record together. It came out on a New York label.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, but it keeps you fresh. It keeps your mind going because my mind really gets frosty pretty quickly. It's like a little jungle gets in there, you know. Like thing you know is trees and birds are floating. If I keep playing, then I can knock that stuff out. And it keeps it fresh. Keeps the birds from nesting in there. It's like that song.
He's got sparrows in his head.
Build a little bird nest in my soul. Remember that song? Yeah. I relate to that song.
Mm.
No, it's an honor. And anytime you can work with anybody and be able to help their music, background vocals or anything, it's amazing.
Right. Well, as you say, the collaborative process went into this record, too. So it's great. Well, again, Red Star Lounge tonight at I actually don't have the time. What time do you guys start playing?
What time do you all start?
10. I think 10 o'clock. 10, showtime.
All right. Dave Rave and the Governor's new album called Ashtray Makeup. We got time for another song to play out.
Okay, what should we do? I haven't even thought that far ahead.
That's a very good question.
What about Anne-Marie?
Anne-Marie, should we
do
that one?
Yeah, let's do Anne-Marie.
Okay.
And I'm not singing it.
Oh, come on. You got to help us, man. You can't just be... Come on, you got to help us. Okay.
Chiming in.
I drive you here. Yeah.
Okay, this one goes out to all the Anne-Maries out there. We know you're listening.
My sister.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Anne Marie,
Look what you're doing to me. I want you over for tea, and there ain't room for three. Anne Marie, I got a new melody, but you're better at lyrics than me. Let's write a song and see.
Saw you riding on your bicycle. I never met you before. Won't you come knocking to my door,
and I could see you some more. Okay, let's do it now. And see, I finish work at 3, and tell me when you're free. Hey, Anne-Marie. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Well, Dave Rave, thanks so much. Dave Rave and the Governors, it's great. Now, that song's not on the new record, but
no,
is it?
No, it's a record that came out, my last solo record. It's called Live With What You Know.
All right.
And it came out 2010. It's actually, I met you before that record.
Yeah.
Actually, I did.
All right. We'll have links for the session to your site and stuff,
sure,
so people can take a look at that. But I appreciate you guys at the Red Star tonight, and it's just going to be a great time. I appreciate you guys coming in today. This is hopefully a way to get your fingers nimbled up out of the cold, so.
I'd like to thank Rich again
for Rich
getting
Madsen.
Us to bring us to you, because for making
thank
that
you,
call
Raver.
Yesterday. Yeah, well, and it's a great. It's really good being here. Thanks.
All right. The new record's called Ashtray Makeup, Dave Rave and the Governors, Rich Madsen and Jermaine and David and Craig also joining him today in the studio. Thanks so much. This is live from Studio A. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, you can go to kmd.org and click on Arts. This session was produced by Christine Dean. I'm Chris Harwood. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.